A new wrinkle in the offense, franchise records at stake, and back-to-back picks make up installment number two of Peak Performances. Though not fully converted to running back, Ty Montgomery provided a glimpse into his future in this Thursday night football showdown. He touched the ball 19 times, recording 9 carries for 60 yards and 10 receptions for 66 more. Talk about versatility, this 30-yard run early in the third quarter torched the Bears' defense and set up the go-ahead score.
Now, I'll tell you what, that was a burst we haven't seen from Ty Montgomery out of the backfield.
Montgomery wasn't the only standout performer against the Bears. Devontae Adams joined Montgomery and Randall Cobb in reaching double-digit receptions in the 26-10 triumph. His 13 catches fell one shy of the franchise record for a single game. Adams had 132 yards in all, including 2 touchdowns, the first 2-TD game of his career.
Right side back shoulder, it's caught, touchdown, a sensational catch!
The Packers entered the Atlanta game thin at running back and without the services of tight end Jared Cook and receiver Randall Cobb. Despite the challenges, Aaron Rodgers was on his game. Rodgers was 28 of 38 for 246 yards with 4 TDs and a 125.5 passer rating. Rodgers didn't just work by air, his ground game also made him the team's leading rusher with 60 yards on scrambles. With a banged-up receiving core, Trevor Davis, the rookie fifth-round draft pick from Cal, stepped up big time, catching 3 passes for 24 yards, including this diving catch at the pylon for his first NFL score.
Yes, it's a touchdown, Trevor Davis!
That touchdown reception came just 4 plays after Davis himself put the Packers in position with a 55-yard punt return, Green Bay's longest of the season.
55-yard return by Trevor Davis, the rookie out of Cal.
Against the Colts, safety HaHa Clinton-Dix showed why a Pro Bowl nod would soon be in his future. His day started with not one, but 2 interceptions of Andrew Luck.
Looking downfield, hit as he throws the right side, it's intercepted by HaHa Clinton-Dix.
The second pick set up a Packers touchdown that helped get Green Bay back in the game after falling behind 14-3. Clinton-Dix finished the game with 3 tackles, 2 interceptions, and a shared sack with Nick Perry. Those are your peak performances for games 5-8. Be sure to vote for your favorite, and we'll start the second half of the season next week.